woke up to the morning sky first. Baby blue, just like we be first. When I get up off this ground, I shake leaves back down to the brown, 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 till I'm clean. Then I walk, I'll be shaded by the trees, by a meadow of green, for blood mine. I'm headed to town, 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 in style, with all my favorite colors, right on. All my favorite colors, yes ma'am. My sisters and my brother, see you like my brother, were my favorite colors. So quit playing me, I quit play for me, I quit play to see my favorite colors. Come on, my sisters and my brothers, see you like my brother, all my favorite colors. Where the baby blues birds fly, she'll fly again. In gray clouds, oh, white walls, a blue skies, we gon' fly, feel alright. Black boomers, let them know what it feels to feel alright. Now we gon' yeah. It sound like anticipate a homecoming parade as we renegade in the morning, dog, sweet morning, with all my favorite colors, yes sir, all my favorite colors, right on, my sisters and my brothers, see them like my brother, all my favorite colors. So quit playing to me, a quit play for me, a quit play to see my favorite colors. Come on, my sisters and my brothers, see them like their colors. Oh, my favorite colors.
Hadn't heard that song in a minute.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody?
Hoping everybody's doing wonderfully, and good to see you, crazy lady.
Yeah, she's got new drawings up there.
She does, which is awesome. How are you loving your drawing? That of course, you have your drawing classes that you're doing online. Hoping they're going fabulously, as always.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they are.
I would think so, but still, I wish for it anyways.
That was, you know, I'm still writing my apologies.
You haven't done
apology.
It yet? Because you said yesterday it was going to be a series of apologies.
No, it's just one, but it goes out to a lot of people.
Okay. And you just haven't done it yet?
Well, with most apologies, you want to make sure it's right. And you want to make sure, you
I
know,
think
would,
you're
you,
right.
would you cast a net like that? You want to make sure that everybody isn't going to be offended because you've wronged them already. And you want to make sure it's just not,
yeah,
it's taken in the way that it's meant to be taken.
Yeah, there you go. It's meant to be taken. Which
it's a broad form apology. Exactly, crazy lady.
There you go. Your crazy lady says it's a broad form apology.
Right. So
crazy lady says, yep, I'm nailing it. Nice.
It will probably be tomorrow because you're going to be working tomorrow.
I will be,
so
yes.
So I'll have time.
You will.
Peace and quiet.
It's true, yeah, because I know
I've done most of my stuff. It's
like, I'm such a disturbance, aren't I?
Well, you're a distraction. Look at you, of course.
Thank you, baby.
But I have a lot of stuff to do.
It's true. You do have a lot of stuff to do.
And I started getting done with most of it, but
good
it's
stuff.
Just all BS kind of work.
Yeah.
I'm on hold, you know.
It's annoying.
Yeah. But anyway, you're supposed to stop by. I don't know if he's going to stop by today because I don't know if he wants his face broadcast out there like that.
I would think probably not. That's a good point. But I know this is day three that I'm hearing Yuri's going to stop by. He'll get here. Hey, I know. He'll get here.
I don't question it, honey.
No, I think that's a wise choice.
Because then, especially him. So yeah. Will you keep the tabs on me?
Yeah, Yuri seems like he seems upset.
Then he'll, like, you know, do the whole up and down of, like, he does look like, you know, motherland of Russia, Putin.
What, you do?
Yeah, if I ask the wrong question, he'll give me that second look of like, it's been a setup for 15, 20 years now.
There you go.
It's the long game, huh?
Yep, you might. I was going to say, I think play it safe on this one with Yuri.
He came to me.
He came to you. You didn't reach out to him.
So what long game do I have?
Oh, you've definitely got a long game going on.
Well, it's for you.
That's different. Yeah.
I tricked you this long.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think I can count that as a win.
Oh, it's a win for me, baby.
See? Definitely got him.
That's it.
I'm not going to correct you.
I'm a sucker for you. What can I say?
Not going to correct it.
Oh, man.
So, like that, my periodontist waiting it. Crazy person to get back to me.
Yeah.
I mean,
how long it's taking just to get dental work done?
Again, though, like, how good do I feel about her doing it? If she can't return a phone call, even if it's the whole, you know, X, Y, and Z, just how long out of your day?
It's like you can't call back. You can't have somebody call back.
It's not like I've never skipped an appointment or anything like that.
You're not a flake.
Well, that's debatable, but. You know, still in all, you know, you never missed an appointment.
Yeah. No, you've been on it.
So.
Oh, baby.
Maybe she needs to be bitch slapped.
Oh, you think so? Are you going to send her back to World War II? For the German women with the large breasts?
Right. What's up, Mr. Armpy?
Thanks for joining us, Mr. Armpy. Good to see you again.
Yeah, I'm wondering, I'll put the Facebook link out there
if
Daniel. I can find it.
Yeah.
If
it's
I can find it. If anybody follows us on Facebook, what is it?
The Little Man.
The Little Man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't even know if it's that. It's like, I have a hard time finding it.
Yeah.
Only because I'm logged in.
And there are two for the Little
Man. There's like eight different ones I log into, and I'm like, I don't know which one I'm in.
It's hard keeping track.
That's why I'm like, we haven't been on Facebook. Yeah, just because it's above my head.
Yeah.
And I can make an operating system.
You can, yes.
And I have.
But this is different.
It's just, Facebook is just beyond my pay grade.
Yeah, social media is different.
Yeah.
We're doing well, Daniel. How are you doing? Hopefully your world's wonderful right now.
Yeah, tell me something good, Daniel.
Because, of course, there's not good news. You know, in Florida, the 6-week abortion ban is in place starting today.
It's nuts.
It is. But it's also not surprising.
By the time you find out you're pregnant.
Yeah. It's true. Oh, good. Daniel's doing good. That's good news. Happy to hear that.
But
things are good here in NYC, too.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
I think.
It's true. We're happy in our little castle here.
Yeah. Yep.
With the little prince over there.
He's a good boy.
Our kitty, who is the one who actually runs everything, so.
Yeah. But I forgot where Daniel's from. He's from,
I forget. Yeah, where are you from again, Daniel? You told us.
Iran? Or Brazil, one of those.
Daniel says, I was listening to my recorded podcast and I was having a laugh. All right, good. Brazil, that's where you're from. All right.
Oh, you know what it is?
What, baby?
If anybody was on my personal Facebook, I invited them to join the Little Man.
Yeah.
So if they were wise enough
to join
like Sherry.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, man.
But for the rest of them, for them is, Brazil.
Yep. I know. Just said that.
I know. But I'm just saying, like, a lot of hot chicks in Brazil.
There are. They're known for their backsides. All right. Dennis says, I sounded so terrible. Sometimes it's good to laugh at myself. That's all right.
What do you mean you sounded terrible? I don't understand.
Yeah. How so?
On the podcast?
Yeah, because he said he was listening to his recorded podcast. And yeah, how did you sound terrible? Or was it just that you were new with it, so you were a little green, that you didn't really quite have the rhythm down yet? I would assume.
Or is it just the whole, I don't like the sound of my voice?
Which, you get used to that after
a
while.
I hate the sound of my voice.
Do you still hate the sound of your voice?
I do.
Oh,
but I just don't give a shit.
Yeah,
I don't have to listen to myself.
That's true. That's true. But when it comes down to auditions, you have to hear yourself.
Block myself out.
But then I also know, too, you usually say...
I don't know
how
you block myself out.
Yeah.
Block me out. But you know what?
Well, I know usually when it comes to auditions, you say, okay, you look through the ones and you pick one.
It's
just,
you know, I'm lazy and I don't really want to... Because then I would get too nuts of like, oh, let's do it again. I want to change it.
I get
you
that.
Know?
I get that. But it's really... Really, though, after a while, you do it, you get, you sound absolutely terrible, not saying you, we all sound absolutely terrible to ourselves at first. You get used to it.
Yeah.
Eventually, you grow to stop hating the sound of your own voice.
Right, right, right.
But at first, yeah, it's a whole thing.
Right. Let's see. Oh, well.
What?
I don't see this live or hear live, but...
Oh, that might be the other little man, because you have
right.
more than one.
Of course.
We can't make things easy, can
yeah.
we?
Why would I?
Yeah. Oh, well, while you're looking, this
yeah,
is one.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. I'll get my shit together. Only because I want to share it.
And you will. I'll be up while Tim's looking for it and looking for what to share. There's this is not a shout-out. Well wishes to our listeners in the UK, actually specifically London.
Mm-hmm.
There is a man in London who he was arrested, but he was attacking and he was attacking people walking by with his sword. He ended up killing a 14-year-old boy, but the rest he was attacking. So people got hurt. He got arrested.
I don't think he got arrested. I think they killed him.
Oh, did they kill him?
Yep.
Okay. I didn't see that. I saw that he was, well, actually I didn't see for sure, but I saw that he was not attacking people anymore. So, okay. So, that makes sense. All right. Daniel says, I didn't know I had a horrible voice until listening to my own. And I appreciate that. But yeah, your voice is not horrible. I'm sure it's just, yeah, you get used to it.
Yeah.
Thanks for liking the show, Daniel.
Yeah. The more and more you do it, the more and more you don't pay attention to it.
It's true. Well, it's also, you adapt. You get used to what you sound like.
I don't understand, John. When you say adapt.
Is that right, Sean? I didn't know we were going to have Sean here today.
It's not Sean. That was, I don't know who was the
it sounded like you were getting...
A broadcaster.
Okay. It sounded like it was reaching into Sean territory, but it's not Sean. That's okay. Sean's not still here.
I don't know what it is.
It's entertaining when Sean shows up.
He's always lost.
It's true. I agree. Well, here's some fun news. In Nernan, Georgia, there was a woman who was stealing from a store. It doesn't say what store it was, at least what I saw. The article didn't say what store it was.
Mm-hmm.
But she'd ended up stealing $4,000 of clothing from the store. So what the Nernan, Georgia PD actually did is they posted on their own Facebook page. And it's entertaining, at least I think it is. They posted Good Morning Facebook Land, and they put pictures of the security cameras of this woman who was stealing things. Good Morning Facebook Land. And we are back for season one, episode 3 of Sticky Finger Customers.
Oh, no.
Yep. Detective Godfrey wants to meet up with them since their actions led them to win a luxury vacation grand prize located at 560 Greeson Trail. That's the jail's location.
Oh, no.
Which consists of more free clothing with slippers, exquisite meals, and top-notch lodging. I thought that was entertaining. At least having a sense of humor about it. Like, yes, we're trying to catch this person. Do you know who this person is?
Well, how much clothes did they steal?
$4,000 worth. So quite a bit. Apparently she went into different parts of the store, would grab like armfuls of it, had a big bag on her, brought it to another room in the store, and just started loading things into this bag. And
right.
She ended up walking out with $4,000 worth.
That's
like
not
armfuls
cool.
of it. So
it's not cool.
It's not. I agree. But I think the Nernan, Georgia PD's response is rather entertaining.
Yeah. We've been doing the podcasts. This We're about 560 episodes.
Yeah.
30,000 downloads. And what, since 2019, I think?
Maybe, or was it 2018?
I think 19.
You're probably right. I think it was August of 2019.
In the middle of the year.
Yeah. So we've been doing it for a few years.
So how about you?
It sounds like you're still a little new to it. But yeah, how long have you been doing your podcast in?
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of, you know, getting used to it and the whole,
yeah.
Don't put so much pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a few weeks. How many episodes?
And that's right, a few weeks. That's a good start. I remember you told me that you had read 3 episodes. Well, it's about time for episode 4, I would think. What do you think, baby?
I think so.
It's something I know Tim had told me a few years ago, and then you told me again. It would have been like maybe a year or two ago. Mm-hmm. When it comes down to people doing podcasts, they end up doing a few,
and
then
stop.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like maybe 5, and then they stop.
And that's a shame.
Yeah. I mean, you get comfortable doing it, which, of course, clearly we're comfortable doing it.
Yeah.
But mind you, we've been entertaining each other for...
longer than that.
It'll be 16 years that we've been together in the middle of August 15th. So we're just doing our own podcast now.
Yeah.
And you know, since I've been listening to you guys for 4 years, thank you, Daniel.
Thank you. He's an old-timer.
We appreciate that. Long-time listener. We love that.
If you want us to do your show, let us know.
Absolutely.
We'll be a guest or however you want to do it.
It's sure. It's true. We'd be happy to. And Daniel says, I've been married for 2 years. Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Goes by fast, bro.
It does. It's like a blink.
Yeah. So when you always look to the future 5 years, it's like, it's forever.
You look
5 years in the back, you know, in the past 5 years, it's like, oh my God, that was yesterday.
It's true. It's true. Like, it still feels like we just met yesterday.
Kind of, yeah.
But, I mean, mind you, again, you still entertain me.
Thank you.
Well, it's true, because you're hilarious.
And the little man's awesome.
It's true. The little man is priority here, because, again, he's the boss.
Yeah, he's such a good boy.
He's a good kitty. And Daniel says, I'll be happy to have you guys there. Well, you let us know when, Daniel.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Whenever you want, just let us know. In there.
Yes. Distracting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But what was I going to say? Oh, what else news you got?
Well, I got, of course, several more bits of news. For one, there is in Chicago, they had what was called their rat hole. It was on the sidewalk. It looks like a rat imprinted into the sidewalk. This rat hole had to be removed. Because it has damaged the sidewalk. So this rat hole was removed by the city and put in temporary storage, and they're putting new, basically new sidewalk, I guess concrete over where they had to take that rat hole out of. There was this rat hole was drawing in.
Rat hole.
Yeah, they were drawing in. So it was drawing in so many tourists. People were putting coins into the rat hole and getting their pictures by it. Apparently it was just enough traffic over it that the city's like, no, this is damage.
Enough.
Yeah. We have to, it's not gone. It's not destroyed, but it's just, it's in safe storage for the moment until they say they're going to actually actually put it somewhere. People can actually come see it.
That is crazy.
Yeah. It's something, but the picture of it looks like a rat imprinted in the sidewalk. And the whole thing is like, how did this get here? Like, nobody knows. Well, somebody must know.
It happens.
But it's just
some things just happen.
They do. Somebody must have put it out there.
Oh, see, now here we go.
What?
I can see us live.
There we are. Yep. That's us.
All right. So, oops.
Hmm.
So, yeah. So, if you go to Timmy Boy Space Jolimothy, right?
They'll be able to find us that way.
Yeah. Type it in.
All right.
Timmy Boy Space Jolimothy with capital T.
Yes. That's what I was going back and getting.
On Facebook. And then you can see us live.
Yeah. You can find us on Facebook that way and watch us live if you want to.
See?
Look at that. There we are.
That's not too bad.
That's not bad at all, baby.
But I wanted to get it forward. It's too much. Too much for me.
We'll figure it out. Maybe tomorrow's episode or maybe later this week. Either way, it will be fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine, I told you.
Yes. Oh, man.
But I don't know how, what's the time difference between...
Here in Brazil, I feel like, well, depending on where you are in Brazil, is it right here on the East Coast, it's 5:20 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
If you're on the East Coast of Brazil, I'd assume it's 5:20 p.m. as well, too. Yeah, what time is it right now where you're at, Daniel? 6:20. There you go. So he's more... that's something. So he's further east than we are.
Okay.
There we go. So you're actually on the East Coast of Brazil. We're on the East Coast of the U.S. We're just further west than you are. P.M. All right.
All right. Very good.
I remember you had sent me this. I was amused by it and also not surprised.
Mm-hmm.
This is also news for down in Georgia. There was a GOP spot for actually trying to draw in more. Yeah, and Daniel says, I'm in the eastern part of Brazil. There you go. You're just further east than we are. That's all right.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a former Republican outreach center. It's actually been replaced by an upscale sex shop in Atlanta, Georgia. This is a sex shop that sells adult sex toys and novelties that it's catering to an upscale clientele.
Well, I like how they say it's an adult as opposed to child's. You know,
oh, God.
Or,
oh, that's horrifying.
Yeah.
That is horrifying.
See?
Wow.
I was just saying.
I would think if they're pedophiles, they probably wouldn't be actively advertising it, but some of them do.
Hey, you don't know.
It's true.
But like with Bob's Big Dick Warehouse.
I was just thinking, I wonder if he knows about this adult sex shop.
Well, for competition,
in
he probably
Atlanta,
does.
Georgia. Well, I'm curious.
Because he don't like competition.
It's true, but then it's down in Atlanta, Georgia. Is that really going to be competition
for him?
Well,
like he says, everyone's competition.
Okay.
When it comes to the sex industry.
We'll have to ask him.
Yeah, we'll call him again soon, I think. If we reach out to him.
We can.
I'll just need to schedule this.
Yeah, Daniel says, I'm thinking of making an interview with you too. What do you think?
Yeah.
Sure.
Just,
we'd be on board.
Check. You know, you let us know when you're available, and then we'll
yes.
check our calendars, like right now, and then we'll, send the link. Yeah, you can send the invitation link.
It's true.
When you schedule it.
We can get this scheduled.
Yeah.
And Daniel says, okay, thanks for liking the show again.
Yeah. But talk about competition and commercials.
Yeah.
We got two commercials we got to do.
We do. Actually, that's something.
For Sunac?
We do, yes. And we have to do a commercial for the podcast.
Yeah, well, we got to tape that one. But
we do.
Scroll down.
Ah, yes.
But the Sunac supermarket.
Daniel says, we'll figure it out.
They have how many locations?
Oh, they have two here in the city.
Two.
Yep.
So if you're ever in New York City, all your needs. Sunac.
Yeah. It's a grocery store, but it's more than just groceries. They have other stuff too.
They have everything you need.
Yeah.
And even if you think you need something, when you get there, you'll find that you really don't need it. That's how good they are.
Really? You'll find out that you don't need it?
Right.
Really?
Yep.
But how would that be? Like if I need fresh produce, I'm going to get there and find out I don't need fresh produce?
Okay.
And
so
Daniel says,
copy that and,
yes. Thank you, Daniel.
We'll
send an email to you.
Yeah. If you need fresh produce.
It's true. And don't we always need fresh produce?
No. Not always. Oh, hold on. I'll do it.
Okay. Go for it, baby.
Can I have the mouse?
Yes, you can.
But everybody always needs produce, but they have produce. What I'm saying is, if it's anything else, you might not need it. Right?
Oh, anything that's not a Sunac?
Right.
You
won't need it. You might think you need it, but you won't.
But what you're saying is if it's not a Sunac, you don't actually need it.
Correct.
That's true. Like, Sunacs is not a sex toy shop for one.
Oh, no.
And they don't have lingerie.
No.
Of
but
any sort.
If, if you needed stuff like that, it was imperative.
Yes.
To, like, your health.
yeah,
they could probably point you in the right direction.
Oh, like sex toys being imperative to your health?
Yeah.
Okay.
They would probably get some good advice.
I mean, I can appreciate that. There's...
Can I type in Timmy Boy?
Timmy Boy, yes.
And I can send this. I just sent it to you from my Yahoo account.
All right.
Bum, ba, ba.
So you would have just gotten an email from us.
Yeah. All right. So, and what's the other one? The other one is in Chelsea, yeah?
Yeah, there's another. Oh, wait. Is there a Sunek in Chelsea? I think you're right.
I think there's one on.
That sounds right. Or is it down in the teens? I don't think it's in the teens.
I've passed it.
I know. So have I.
It's by Best Buy. It's a little north of Best Buy.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to look it up for sure quick. Yeah, just a second. Come on.
But, and they're very good, and, you know, they have what you need. And if they don't have what you need, you could go to the deli next door. For like lottery tickets.
It's true.
Booze at 2 in the morning.
It's true. There you go. But that's one thing I'm thinking, Sunak. Yeah, we're giving you the shout out. Now we need free groceries.
Well, they're paying for advertising, so
good
this
point.
Is what you get. You
that's
don't get
a good
much.
Point. That's good, but it's something. That counts.
Hey, my endorsement.
It means something, baby.
You know, it's because your mom endorsed it.
It's true. Mom did. My sister endorsed it.
Yeah, but days when they've been home, after they've been home, they're like, well, we wish we had a Sunak here in Florida and Ohio.
Yeah.
And usually when they come to New York, they're like, all right, you know, we did our annual pilgrimage. Now we're good for another 10 years. We don't have to visit.
Yeah, but
now
they want to come back just for Sunak.
Oh, just for Sunak. Not for me or you. Or the little man.
Yeah.
Just for Sunak.
Oh, yeah.
And so I may.
Oh, man. You may.
To guess that they extended their stay a few days.
Yeah.
They didn't tell us.
Or, yeah.
Just to go to Sunak a few more days.
I could see that.
That's how good Sunak is.
It's a great store. It's so true.
And 11th.
It is. Right at the corner.
And I like it because it's by Javits. Everybody from Javits. You know, the
yeah.
Train show.
There's NYPD right down, literally down the block. They come and have their lunches there. FDNY is right around the corner. They come and have their lunches there. Yeah.
So,
it's a nice store. But yeah, I know there are others. There's, it says there's one in Flatiron.
Where? What's the?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking
sheets.
For. That's what I'm trying to see. Sunak Flatiron. Just a second.
Because I know, I said I've driven by it once or twice. Or
oh,
at least,
there you go.
I'm sure I've driven by it a lot. It's just I don't tend to look around when I'm on that stupid scooter.
It's true, yeah.
I tend to go back to work. I'm looking forward to this interview. Hope it goes well and we're able to do it. Oh, we will be able to do it.
I think so.
No, I know so. Just we'll work out a time and, you know.
Time of the day.
Time of the day.
This will be good, but good to see you, Daniel.
Yes, thanks again. Loyal listener.
It's true. Long time listener. Okay, I see. There's one. Yeah, it is in the teens. 4 West 18th Street. That's going to be in between 5th and 6th Avenue.
Is that Flatiron?
Yeah, it's Flatiron.
Okay.
So, good. Yeah, good stuff on that.
Very good stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, big fans of Sunak.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Hmm.
Yeah. Very friendly people.
It's true.
A good, diverse bunch of people.
I agree.
They have Latinos there.
They
do.
They
have Asians there.
People of color. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like I carried away.
They do.
I'm kidding. Jeez. But yeah, seriously, there's nothing. Okay. They have couple from the not the Orient. We said the Orient.
They're Asian people.
Asian,
some from South Korea, some from China. Yeah.
Some from India.
Yeah. It's
not
true.
Too many white people. You know why?
Well, but this is New York for one.
No.
We got a big mix of everybody. But why do you say?
Why do I know there's no white people there?
Why?
Hey, they need people sleeping at the back. The boss could go do that himself, but he won't because he's out there fucking busting his ass like everybody else.
There you go. That's so if they wanted people sleeping in the back, they would hire white people for that. Okay. All right. I could see that.
They don't need a quota or to explain themselves to anybody.
Oh, man.
You know?
I do. I do know.
No.
And no Karens working there either.
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
No.
Again,
which is
they're
nice.
All very nice people.
It's true.
Yeah, I think they're a family store. Because I know I see the one guy every once in a while. I'm pretty sure he's pretty much up on the hierarchy.
Okay, might be. I know they're the usual ones we see there. I couldn't tell you who is
yeah, the two guys I always see. I know they're in the upper hierarchy.
Oh, okay.
They're like managers.
Yeah.
But I know they're definitely like family of the owners.
Okay.
Because they
have
to deal with the cash and the...
Yeah.
Yeah. They're in there fucking sweeping the floors too.
Yeah, it's true.
They're buying the registers. They're fucking flying around everywhere.
Yeah, they're handling it.
So, you know.
Yeah.
You want, and they got the buffet there.
They do.
Yeah.
Buffets, they have the sandwich counter, the deli counters, they have everything.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Or if you want sushi, they got the sushi counter. It's everything.
Yep. And even like your chocolate that you like.
They do have chocolate. They actually have a lot of chocolate that I like.
There you go.
They do. They have a lot of food that I like.
See, this would be happening if I worked for Sunak. I'd be like, oh, I'm so
fucking tired. Yeah, that's true. You wouldn't have the energy right now to be doing the show.
11. What do you want? I had a shower. Shoes on, walk across the street. I'm shot.
It's just too much, isn't it?
Most of the workers are coming in from fucking, past Forest Hills.
Yeah.
From Long Island.
Yeah. No joke. Coming in,
yeah.
Putting their long,
and
their long shifts in.
That place is clean as a whistle.
It is.
The other night when I went to 7-Eleven, it was like 12:30, whatever time it was. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
You said I wanted to see if that one kid was working at the deli with the lottery
tickets.
I haven't seen him forever.
Hope he's doing well.
And I walked by. The guys are in there cleaning.
Yeah.
Cleaning. Or they paint the floors once a year.
Oh, they paint them. I didn't know
paint
that.
Them, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, that place fucking sparkles, man.
It does. It's a really great
if you don't
store.
Notice it, but if you take... because it's always clean and there's no...
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's something.
You get used to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if it... hey, Mr. A, what's going on?
Good to see you, Mr. A.
But when you're used to it being so clean and nice all the time, you're,
Yeah.
But yeah.
You're comfortable.
You're
you
comfortable,
that.
And you just turn the blind eye to,
yeah,
or blind eye to how good you got it.
It's true. It's a great place.
It is. And they're a sponsor of our show. Now I just have to get them a theme song.
It's true. Yeah,
that's not offensive.
No, but since they're
a
sponsor of the show,
I'm already working on one apology.
You don't. We don't need to be driving away sponsors. Yeah.
No. And plus, I like shopping there. I don't want them to ban me. They'll ban me.
Agreed. Yeah, they will.
They'll ban me.
It's true. And if
say,
they
your
ban...
money no good here.
Well,
I'm like, oh, that's very nice of you. No. Get out. You're no good here.
Yeah, like,
oh, and it was a miscommunication.
Exactly. And if they ban you, they might ban me. And I'm gonna have a real issue with that. Not with them.
Just got off work. Long day. And too many miles.
Oh, man. Hopefully, well, at least you're done for the day. Do you have another long day coming off? Or coming up, like tomorrow? Or how much time do you have off until?
Yeah. Too many miles and not enough smiles.
There you go.
That's the name of me and Toby Keith's next song.
Really? Okay.
I gotta write that one too, after my apology.
Yes. Because, I forgot about that. You and Toby Keith are doing another album.
Oh, that was already done.
Oh, that was done.
I'm doing another one.
Oh, you're doing another album.
If people want it. I can't say no.
But yeah.
You know me, honey. I'm a giver.
You are.
In the bedroom.
Yeah.
In the studio. I can't.
Yes.
I can't say no.
It's true. I know you can't.
You know, I'm a giver.
And nobody can say no to you either.
Well, they know to ask me and not you. Because you'd be like, oh, no.
We're
too busy.
Oh, I'm terrible,
too
aren't
busy.
I?
Leave my husband alone.
Oh, yeah.
But
there you
me,
go.
I'm more.
You're the giver.
Okay. You know, even with the little man. Like, oh, come on, he could have one more treat. You're like, no, I think he's had enough.
Yeah. And you're like, no, he can
have
more.
Have an half of one. No negotiation here.
He has a whole dish full of food that he picked out.
He paid for it. I wonder why he doesn't eat anything at night.
Oh, man.
So.
Yeah.
What else? Apologies.
Yeah.
So many like little notes here.
You do. You have
I
lots of them coming
bitch
up.
Slapping, thank God.
You did. The origin.
Hopefully the kids hear this, you know. Hopefully it doesn't, you know, get bastardized.
Oh, what, hear about bitch slapping?
Yeah. The whole phrase, because they didn't have grandfathers that, when they did, they're not going to tell them these tales anymore.
Yeah, well, I was
they have to hear them from me.
For the kids?
That's sad enough.
Well, it's something.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just thinking, for kids, their grandfathers were not old enough to fight World War II. For kids these days.
Well, you don't know.
Like my age, grandfathers fought in World War II.
Great-grandfathers, then.
There you go.
Somewhere
so be great-grandfathers. Or a chance to say your grandfathers, you know, fought in World War
my
II.
My opa did.
Yeah, there you go.
So.
It makes sense.
The wrong side, but.
Yeah.
Still fought.
He did.
Yeah,
it's true.
Don't judge me. You saw a statue in Germany.
I did. Now my
memoriam to both.
I guess they have a statue in memoriam to your great uncle who actually
Nazis killed them because they wouldn't go two step with them.
Exactly.
I don't fuck with Hitler. All right, then you're gonna come with us and shoot you right in front of your fucking family.
Yeah, he fought.
And they did.
Yeah, he fought actually against the Nazis. Yeah, Tim's great uncle. Was part of the resistance against the Nazis in Germany.
And they dragged him out of his house and shot him in front of fucking people.
Yep.
And there's a... Actually, he's not the only one.
It's true. They did this because the resistance against the Nazis was...
No, but in
it was
his,
underground. There were
in
quite
his
few.
Little village, they did it to a few people.
Yeah.
And they actually have all their names.
Yeah. A memorial.
Yeah, we went to that statue. It was pretty fucking...
It was. It's incredible.
But you know what? I'm proud of it, though.
Yeah, you should be.
You know?
And I could imagine, again, your great uncle seeing what's going on now, you're cheering on the Nazis?
Not
really?
Me.
No, you're not. No, I'm not saying you, just saying to the U.S., like, as a whole. They're not the whole U.S., but there's, again, the MAGA crowd, which is cheering on the Nazis.
Well, for them.
And the far right is cheering on the Nazis. That's terrible. Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I mean, other than, yeah. The
they
wouldn't
drag me out of this apartment to shoot me.
No.
Oh.
And you also wouldn't join the Nazis, so.
No.
Yeah.
Look, you need to go. You need to balance.
Yeah, I would think so. Just no, man.
I ain't buying what you're selling, so.
No.
Out. Hutch to date out.
What was that?
Hutch to date.
Hutch to date?
Yeah. It's German. Get the fuck out of here.
No. That's not.
Yeah, well, it is now. It is now.
It will be now. Well, if you didn't want to say it, you could say, alles raus. Everybody out.
Fuck out.
Yeah. I'm not sure how to say fuck in German. I honestly don't know.
See, those are the most important words you'll ever have to know at first.
The swear
first
words.
First you learn the curse words.
Make
it fun.
That.
Language fun.
I can see that. Well, I know shit is scheiße.
Who doesn't?
It's true. I mean, I'd imagine there are some that don't.
Anyway.
But,
I was wondering if Mr. A is watching us live on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Are you just on Podbean? Or are you watching us live on Facebook right now?
I wonder. Let me see if I can do this.
You'll figure it out, baby.
No, I mean, find the link to it. Here. Facebook. It's so funny. It's a picture of...
It's hilarious.
Why do I think that's so funny? Why?
Which, actually, speaking of, we haven't seen Sally Nordstrom in a while.
Yeah. And
let's see, is this the one? Yep.
This is the one that it links to after.
Yeah.
This is the one, I think.
This is the one that's live?
I think so.
You might be right. Honestly, not sure.
Yeah, like I said, it's...
We can't make this easy, can we?
No. No, they can't.
Oh, man.
What about mine? Just mine. What about Tim Schubel?
Yeah.
Nope. Jesus.
like, where is it?
Or mine, even just mine.
I don't know, baby.
Again. Huh. Let me see. Oh, find. Type in, what was it?
The Little Man?
Yeah. Here we go.
An entertainment website, that's right.
Nope.
Yeah, that's weird.
That is so weird.
And frustrating.
Yeah. So I can't even give it to them. Unless it's up in here. And there might be a section of where it's just live, like right there. Oh.
It's around somewhere.
Yeah. I don't want to get too crazy looking for it, because then Fiken is fucking
Fiken,
German.
Fiken. Fuck. Okay, I didn't know that.
Just on Podbean. Fiken. All right, but we're on Facebook too, live. We just don't know the fucking website.
Yeah, well, we'll get it eventually. But
yeah,
Fiken,
we'll learn how to.
Ich weiß das nicht. Dankeschön, Mr. A.
See, our multi-talented, multicultural, awesome listeners.
Yeah, we have some great listeners. We do. Yeah. That we appreciate very much. Thank you, Mr. A.
Yes. Oh, the vitamin or B12 didn't come yet?
No, I haven't seen that it came yet. I know that I ordered more that's going to be here tomorrow. I don't know why it's not here yet. It should have been in here today.
Get some questions.
They don't have it across the street.
I'll go to CVS.
CVS will have it, but you just have to buy a lot of bottles of it. Yeah.
I just need it.
Yeah, okay. We'll get that after the episode, or even I can go get it. Because I know you've got 2 bottles of it coming in tomorrow, which is annoying,
just
but...
Exactly. I mean, I could do the wax bath, but again, it's fucking...
Yeah, so I will, once we're done with this episode, well, I'll go get you some from CVS.
Yeah. You want to explain why?
Yeah, because Tim uses for his carpal tunnel, his recurring carpal tunnel, he uses actually 150 milligrams of B6 and then actually now takes 3,000 micrograms of B12. Used to be 10,000. And then it, in time, it has gone up to 20,000, and now he's up to 30,000 micrograms of B12, and that's the one thing that helps. Now, I'd ordered B12, and it was supposed to be here today, but it's not here yet. So I ordered more, and it says, well, that will be here tomorrow. Well, that doesn't help today.
It does not help today.
No, I was expecting, since it was supposed to be here today, that it would be here today.
Yeah.
But I will get, once we're done with this episode, I will go to CVS and get you more B12.
Well, because I have the best wife ever.
Oh, well, I have the best husband ever.
Oh,
that's you.
Baby. Oh, wait, that's not it. What am I doing?
I don't know.
Anyway.
I think we're going to end up getting off the
if we get kicked off, we get kicked off.
We do.
We got to start learning how to do this stuff.
And we will.
Yeah, well, again, I'm just not up on all this fucking... technology stuff.
Well, you're up on tech.
I'm on tech, but like this
but
is
social media.
For me, this is below my tech.
Exactly. And it's
like
social media. It's different.
I know, but I can't, I hate to say it, but like, give me a computer. I'll make an operating system.
You will. You're above social media.
But social media, I'm like, I have to type. Even Android.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean,
but
it's tech.
With this, it's like typing with my fucking elbows.
Oh, baby. Well, I have to get you B12.
Yeah.
And I will. I will.
I know.
That's coming
know,
up, baby.
But our Discord.
Yes.
Is TimmyBoy1527. Our Instagram.
All right.
Is TSchubel513. TSCHUEBEL513.
There you go.
And of course.
Actually, I'll even type that in here.
All right.
All right. Discord. Is
TimmyBoy1527. Insta is TSchubel513. Facebook is The Little Man and TimmyBoy space Jolimothy. JOLYMOHTY. And Tim Schubel. Or Tim Schubel. And Jordan Carpenter. Those 2 separate ones.
It's true. They are 2 separate ones. But you can look both of us up on there.
Right. And then X is at T Schubel. Well, that's lowercase t.
Lowercase t, all right.
And then...
I don't think it really matters, but yeah.
But, and then the other one is at capital P, capital G, humble friends. Yep. Those are the two G, X accounts.
X accounts. Which used to be Twitter. Yeah, exactly. I think everybody knows that by now, but still. Just in case,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And we have to do a Unagi commercial.
We
scooter.
Do. You're right. We do have to do one. When do you want? You want to do one now, or you want to
we'll
do one tomorrow?
We'll do one today.
Okay, awesome. That works. So
I should take a picture of that.
You should. That's a good idea.
See, now if you rode one and you have a scar to prove it.
I do. Well, yeah, it's true. It's they don't need. Yeah, I was gonna say, mind you, I wasn't using a Unagi when I had the scar for it. It was a different one, which is something because
it wasn't the quality.
No, it wasn't the quality of Unagi, no.
And that's what happens.
Yeah, it's true.
You get
I was
scars on your chin.
Yeah.
And you leave your blood on the streets of New York.
It's true. My blood is actually on 11th Avenue.
You almost got run over by a bus, actually.
It's so true.
Actually,
what
the
happened?
Bus did run over the scooter.
The scooter. But
no.
He pulled over. To make sure I
it
was okay.
It wouldn't have mattered if he ran you over.
It's true, but I appreciate that he pulled over just to make sure, are you okay, are you okay? Yeah, I was fine. He didn't run me over. But
it was funny how the FDN, not FDNY, the, yeah, FDNY,
the ambulance.
EMTs came and they kind of, they were two women.
Yeah,
and
were.
The one was kind of hot. And I'm like, you know what? Here we go.
Yes.
Get that out of your head. You're not at all going to start making out, but
no.
Just get that out of your head.
I was bleeding quite a bit from my chin. That
right.
Wasn't
so that helped. That helped get that partial erection under control. Plus 6 in the morning, you know.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway, you get her. I was hoping you were going to get her number.
I did not get her number, no,
see,
because I was bleeding. Quite
I know, but I should have been more proactive, and I apologize.
That's
next
all
time.
Right. Well, I appreciate your being considerate enough to not immediately think with your dick.
Well, now that we knew help was here.
It's true.
You know.
It's very true. And I remember the look they gave and just said, what happened? And looked at you and then looked at me like, are you okay? Like, yeah, it's fine.
No,
it's not him.
First like, they, yeah, once you said that, then they kind of chuckled and he said, we've been drinking the night, hon.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I laughed.
He's like, no, actually going and trying to do early voting.
And I laughed. I'm like, I told you she shouldn't do it. And I'm like, nope, don't say that because it's like,
Yeah,
see, now he's going to be like, I told you shouldn't do that. I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
Just
nope.
Back off from that whole, I told her what to do.
Exactly.
She's like, no, all right, you know what? I'll take both scooters home. Just
and you
did. Where to go. No, I know. It was the whole, I don't want to seem like I'm overbearing.
You don't want to seem like an abusive husband, I'm sure.
Right.
Like, how did you, why is your chin gashed open? Why is that? It was quite a gash. I had to get 11 sutures in my chin.
I mean, not funny, but wait, it was.
I mean, I thought
it was
hilarious.
They glued it, right? Didn't they glue it the first night? And then they sent you to a plastic surgeon over in
Jersey.
They
sutured it the first
night. But they sent you to Jersey to get
it done. They did
send,
they sent to me to Jersey to get the sutures removed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which is bizarre.
I mean, well, they'd asked when I got to the hospital. They said, well, we have standard doctor, ER doctor in here now that can do stitches if you want, that's fine. Or if you're concerned about the looks, if you want to have, aesthetic concern, we actually could call in. There's a plastic surgeon on call who can actually come in and do it. And I said, I'm an actor and I'm a model. The face is important. So yeah, I prefer the plastic surgeon. So they called him the plastic surgeon, who it took a while. He came in from New Jersey and gave me 11 sutures in my chin. And then he'd said, all right, in, I think it was 3 days, he said, then actually come to my office in New Jersey, which Tim and I went, and he removed the sutures there.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's one of the songs I'm working on, too, 11 sutures in my chin.
Yes.
So I told him he doesn't lie, he could say he's going to don't dedicate it to... the songwriter's wife.
The songwriter's wife.
And her,
okay.
And her love for New York City and her craft. She actually bled in the streets.
It's
of New
true.
York.
I did bleed in the streets of New York. My blood is on 11th Avenue, so it's true. But it's all right. It makes sense. I always say, you know, when we of course frequently talk to people either who visit here or people who just moved here, or people who are debating. Like, of course, as an actor, we get to meet people from all over the world. And it's something even on the podcast, too, saying, I've said it to so many people, like, New York City, it either gets in your blood or it doesn't. It's true. Yes. Well, I'm my blood is in New York City at this point. And I'm happy with that.
The other way around.
The New York is in my blood, and my blood is in New York City. So it makes sense. I'm happy for this. So.
It's funny. It reminds me, like, you get around a bunch of people you don't know, and you're a little crazy.
Yeah.
Say, hey, have you been shot or stabbed in New York? See this? What do you think this is, son boy? Like that Seinfeld scene when he's in the van with all these crazy, like, it looks like Manson followers.
Yeah.
Did you ever kill a man? What do you think these hands have been so good? You got to son.
Oh,
must be
man.
That. Like,
yeah.
What do you think this car is from?
Yeah. It's true.
Of course
it's true.
I do. Spanish.
What do you think?
I do.
That's it. What do you think this scar is from? This scar is from when a motorized scooter, the brakes wouldn't work, and I had to step
off. You leave that part
off.
Out.
Yeah. Well, it's not you're knocking. It's different.
I know,
but
you have to leave that part out when you're telling that story.
Oh, that's true. It's more threatening.
What do you think this is?
Yeah. How do you think I got this?
Somebody, suck it out of your slutty mouth.
There you go.
Just gonna, you know, sell it.
I can see that. Threatening.
And you're in a good mood. But they stole your good mood.
Is that right? Because of this?
Making you remember? I don't want to remember.
Oh, man.
Anyway, what else you got?
Well, I got this. There's actually, AI has actually been able to connect gut bacteria metabolites to Alzheimer's disease progression. Which something, like I'm sure, I was going to say, I've heard it more than once. So I think, well, maybe our listeners have heard it, maybe they haven't. Like, we have two brains, like there's our brain and our head.
Right brain, left brain.
But there's also, well, it's not right brain, left brain. There's the brain in our head, but there's also the brain in our digestive system.
Okay.
It's a whole different brain. The different microbes, different basically things that work within our digestive system, you know, intestines, stomachs, everything actually is a whole different brain system of its own. Well, AI has actually been able to connect some of those metabolites to Alzheimer's disease progression. But yeah, it's AI was actually showing sophisticated systems of biology that approach, it combines artificial intelligence, genetics, and multi-omics. I hadn't heard of that before. Multi-omics analyses to explore how metabolites produced by gut bacteria might influence Alzheimer's disease. So it's like, okay, is it the digestive system part of the cause? Or it seems like it's just they're able to show how Alzheimer's progresses
right.
as time goes on, based on actually studying the digestive system. But yeah, it identifies specific receptors in the human body that these metabolites interact with, potentially opening new avenues for therapeutic intervention, which is great. But yeah, it could lead to the development of novel drugs that target these interactions, offering hope for treating or even preventing Alzheimer's disease.
What?
But it's interesting that AI is able to find this.
Yeah.
Because again, AI is able to study the patterns. Of course, we as human beings, but scientists especially, study patterns. AI is just that quicker, much quicker on studying patterns.
Right. Did you see NYPD has a video of a protest consultant at Columbia University?
No.
Yeah.
That's a protest consultant, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Now, it's something I know. I'm on board with, yes, you need to protest the massacre happening in Gaza. Absolutely true. But the destruction isn't helping.
Not helping your cause.
No, it's not. This is not helping anything. You're not going to stop the massacre happening by doing this. You're only alienating people that you're trying to draw in.
And you're actually ruined your future without even knowing.
There you go. Yeah.
Because as soon as that goes on your record,
yeah.
any company runs a fucking background check on you,
yeah.
even if it's a misdemeanor and it had something to do with that, they're not going to hire you.
That's a problem. Yeah.
They're not going to hire you.
Yeah.
Because they're going to know it's a misdemeanor. But you know what? What did he actually do? He pled to a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
Or she pled to a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
But what were the actual charges?
Yeah.
What might have been a couple of felonies.
Are you going to come in when you're angry and break windows here?
Or just stage an uprising to where now, you know, nobody's going to do any work.
Yeah. There you go. Well, again, I'm appreciating again, it's like I mentioned this before, Robert Reich had said, as he's a retired professor, and he said he always, and he still tells his listeners, he said, I'm a retired professor, but he said he still has students on some level, and he said, I always have let them know, and I still let them know, and we'll let all of you know now, too. You should surround yourself by people actively who you disagree with, because then that helps you check about, well, is it valid that I disagree with them? Or if it is valid that you disagree with them, maybe you can help them see that maybe their viewpoints, you can help them check them.
Right.
And just the whole thing, you can help, it's a whole, it's a certain way to keep peace. It's a whole way, okay, let's talk, let's have a conversation, let's find the common ground.
Right.
And it's something he's even saying too, he said, this is not helping.
Or you're not helping the cause.
Yeah, exactly. You're not making things better for the people you're trying to help.
Yeah. I mean, you know what it is too. I think, you know, if you want to go back to like Martin Luther King did it one way.
Yeah.
And then Malcolm X did it a total opposite way.
It's true. Both were important.
And you have to have both sides like that. I believe in both.
Yeah.
Peaceful, and I believe Malcolm X is by any means necessary.
Yeah.
They both, definitely both are, I think.
Valid.
Valid, very valid. But now it seems like everybody's Martin Luther King, they think in Malcolm X is, that's the lower end of it, and they're going past that.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because even Malcolm X did good stuff. But these people are just not doing any good stuff. It's not like these kids or people are protesting at Columbia, but there's not one table setting up donations for food and clothing to be sent there or anything like that. But Malcolm X did that kind of stuff.
There you
in
go.
In his neighborhoods that needed it.
Exactly.
You know, even though he was that whole by any means necessary,
he
did a lot of good nonviolent stuff.
It's true. He worked for the Black Panthers. They fed breakfast to children every freaking morning.
They were one of the first ones to help the Americans with Disabilities Act with their first sit-in to pass that law.
Yeah. How incredible is that?
They were the first major group to sit in with a few people on a wheelchair that said, we need a law passed. The Black Panthers were the first one to start bringing them food every day.
Yeah. There
they
you
said,
go.
No, we're going to sit with you.
Yeah. Like, how about this? For the protesters, stage a sit-in.
Yeah.
Why not stage a sit-in? Worth a try. And it's the whole thing, even too, and I'm seeing, and this drives me crazy seeing this, like, of course, the right, far-right media, like New York Post, like Fox News, all of them are saying, like, oh, it's anti-Israel. Like, no, let's stop. There is anti-Israel sentiment for some. That's not okay. Anti-Semitism is not okay. That doesn't help anything. No. None of that. So stop. It's not just anti-Semitism. That's not what's going on. There are people actually saying, well, you're killing people. This is actually standing up against the far right. The far right anywhere is dangerous.
Right.
That's a whole thing. Far right in Israel is dangerous. Far right here in the U.S. is dangerous. It's a whole thing. Like, how about stage a sit-in at different locations where maybe the far right show up? Stage sit-ins for this. Don't just write it off saying, oh, they're just anti-Semitic. Like, no, actually listen to what they're saying, and let's actually come up with something that's going to help.
Yeah, and then here too, even these Google workers that got fired for disrupting inside the building work, and the guy's like, look, you're all going to let you go.
Yeah.
You're bothering other people trying to do their work.
Yeah.
This is not a daycare.
No.
This is a place of business. Now they're protesting to get their jobs back.
Yeah.
And where is it? It says, by any standard, the behavior was completely unacceptable and widely seen as such. And they're right. Google spokesperson also said that protests were a very clear case of employees disrupting and occupying workspaces, making other employees feel threatened and unsafe.
There you go. So, yes, protest is important. It is very important. Very, very important. Yes.
Right. Maybe hand out pamphlets or something. But you're going to really...
Or do something better. Stage a sit-in.
No, but not at Google. Inside, because now you're trespassing.
There you
you're
go.
You're there to do a job and go home.
But there are other places. Where would be a good place to stage a sit-in? I'm actually honestly not sure to stage a sit-in. Like,
but you have to get a license for any kind of gathering.
You do, but staging
you
a sit-in...
anyway.
I get that. If you're doing a gathering, it needs a license. But if you stage a sit-in, I don't know if you need a license for that. Like I know, again, like you mentioned.
See, well, here's one that did one in a library. That's actually.
There you go. That makes sense. Stay to sit in a library. Stay to sit in at different places where maybe people who are supporting saying, oh, well, we need to do, again, it's, and I get it, by, and even Netanyahu saying this, well, we're going to keep doing this until, well, the whole thing is you're massacring a bunch of people that had nothing to do with October 7th. That's not helping. You're only alienating a lot of people, a lot of countries, for that matter, at this point, too, that would be helping you by doing this. You're killing kids. They didn't do October 7th.
I know.
But then, of course, there's Hamas. But I'm happy to see that apparently people of Palestine. People of Hamas are actually coming to the table, which is good. And Netanyahu is against what they're saying. Mind you, I see this. Just a moment. I got it here. Just a second. Hamas has said, oh, I got it here. Just a moment. Oh, where did it go? Oh, I've got it here. Just a moment. Oh, that's not it. I was on something else. This is annoying. I had it right here. I've got a lot of news in here. It's hard keeping track of everything.
This way.
Here we go. Top Hamas political official told the Associated Press that the Islamic militant group is willing to agree to a truce of 5 years if an independent Palestinian state is established along the pre-1967 borders. Now, the far-right Israeli government opposes the deal.
Right.
Well, we can't find common ground with this. And mind you, the far-right Israeli government is also saying they want more of Palestine. Like, no, why? You have Israel. Let Palestine have Palestine. You can't have two separate states. No.
Because they figure they have more land, they have more control.
I get that.
You gotta like any negotiation, you're not gonna say, okay, you have to ask for more.
Yeah.
And then you really don't want it, but you're gonna give it up in a week or two just to say, hey, look what we did.
Let's hope.
How much we fucking
Let's really, really hope for that.
I want to see the people come home.
Yeah, I agree. I want to see the people come home too.
And
the,
you know, and
let everybody go home.
Yeah. Anyway, but I wonder what's gonna happen to them kids.
Oh, the ones who were kidnapped, or
no, ones that.
Oh, you mean the ones from Colombia? Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they're arrested, so we'll see where it goes. Oh, this is something. This is not connected at all, but this is different news. I had never heard of this syndrome before, but there is actually a Belgian man who was arrested and charged for drunk driving, but his drunk driving charges have been overturned. No, they've been dismissed at this point. Not overturned, they've been dismissed. Because it was found he has auto brewery syndrome, ABS. Now, what this is your body produces its own alcohol. Now, it's something. It's your whole digestive system. Again, that the brain within your system, it produces its own alcohol. When he was actually pulled over and arrested, his body showed more than four times over the drunk driving limit.
Where was this?
This was actually in Belgium. When he was stopped by the police. Now, what happens is if you have ABS,
I couldn't pull over for those people.
You couldn't pull over for those people?
With a single fucking wee-hoo, wee-hoo.
You don't like European
you know what?
Sirens?
Even if you were in the car with me, you should pull over. You know, after about 50 times.
Like, you need to pull over. I don't want to get arrested here.
Okay, honey, I will. What?
That's how you draw people in.
Hey, what? Was it the siren? Yeah, it was the fucking siren.
Oh, man. Let me guess, you're an American. That's it. But no, what it is that if you have ABS and have you eat carbohydrates, those carbohydrates in the stomach then ferment, actually making the person appear as though they've been drinking. Even though he wasn't drinking, he told the police officer he didn't have a drop. It seemed like he'd been drinking. Now, mind you, this person was unaware of this affliction and had lost his license for drunk driving in 2019, despite protesting that he had not touched a drop. But of course, his drunk driving charges have been dismissed because it turns out he wasn't drunk. He just has ABS. Wow. But I found that fascinating. I've never heard of it.
How many people do they say have it?
Not many. I don't have down here how many, but it's a small percentage.
What if you're an alcoholic? Don't eat those.
On no carbohydrates?
Well, I mean, that's kind of impossible.
It is rather impossible.
I'm sure there's certain foods that spike it more than others.
Probably. Like if you're having pastries, that's likely going to spike it more.
Or what happens if the only remedy is to actually drink booze?
I didn't say anything like that. It just said this is something some people have. But he said from now on he's going to actively try to consume less carbohydrates.
Take the bus.
There you go. That works. I think so.
Let me see. There was something I wanted to say. Oh, you know that big thing with... I'm probably saying the wrong, but you know you can. Huawei.
Yeah. Huawei.
The Chinese chip maker.
Yeah.
You know, they were banned, I think, last year or two.
Yeah.
But you know what the big deal is with them, right?
Apparently, it has to do with potential spying. Was that it?
Yeah. Well, they said that...
Well, it's like TikTok, same kind of thing. Potential spying.
TikTok is a little bit more than that. TikTok, and again, I do believe, it's not like Yahoo. I'm sorry, not like YouTube. Even though YouTube is censored, it's just a lot more than it was at first.
Okay.
And people say TikTok, it's pretty much you put anything up there, they'll let you.
Okay. All right. So probably some horrible things came up.
But I don't think that's bad. But what I do think is they're promoting... the ones that dumb down people.
How so?
If you go to TikTok.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's educational stuff, right?
Yeah.
If you're, say, China and you want the Americans to just become stupid, you put educational stuff way in like the fifth page.
Okay.
But you put a woman with big breasts or a guy wearing a shirt.
Yeah.
First few pages. You know, you're going to tend to, whatever, just stupid. You're going to, let the people.
Shiny things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but I didn't know this as I'm reading this.
On Huawei.
And again, they made a better chip. A faster chip.
Really?
Yeah. But again, a lot of it, and China's known for this, they'll take patented inventions.
Yeah.
And just take it.
Yeah. They steal it. Yeah.
We're taking it.
Yeah.
No kicking back to the guy who owns the patent or the company.
Yeah.
They're just taking it.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit.
Of course not.
Or even just, they might not take it, but they might... go to a guy who works, say, in Intel, the chip maker.
Yeah.
They know he's the head of chip making.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? They know that he likes, say, a certain type of woman. Yeah.
Make this.
No, what do you got going on?
Yeah.
What do you got going on in your, especially the woman, like, oh, I love computers. You do what? Oh, really?
Yeah, there you go.
Why? You have any, you must have interesting things, right? I would know. I can see them for myself. Oh my god, I'm getting so damp in my panties.
I love it.
I'll show you my damn panties if you show me your Intel processors.
I love that this is your
blueprints.
This is your impression of a beautiful woman. Yes.
Well, you gotta think, these guys don't really get out there too much, so.
Because, they're IT guys.
Any woman that's talking to him is a fucking win.
All right. So,
anyway.
Oh, man.
They're releasing a laptop.
Okay.
You know what it's called?
What?
A Mate Book Expo.
A MakeBook Expo.
M-A-T-E book.
Oh, okay.
Very close to MacBook, right?
Not far. It's, yeah.
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 Haha, we stole. We stole.
Oh, we did the fail. We so close.
So bad.
Oh, you wish it was closer, but no.
So bad.
Plus, you know what?
What?
I actually know a good friend of mine in IT. You know.
I do. Hopefully he's doing well.
I know he is.
He and his family. Yeah.
I know he is, actually. I'll show you. But stuff before it comes out to the market here.
Yeah.
He gets like 6 months ahead of time.
How about that?
Oh, yeah. At least 6 months.
That's pretty
it's
cool.
It's so fucking awesome. anyway. Let's see. That's where he's at, actually. He's,
Yeah,
oh, no,
he's
he? Well, he was, but, there.
Where is that?
I don't want to say, but.
Okay. Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
We have to go visit there sometime.
Yeah. But
yeah.
Him and took his family. Hey, Machine, Khaki.
Thanks for joining us, Mason.
Thank you, processes.
Oh, man. Oh.
Do your IT guys turn you on?
Seeing if Mason Khaki likes IT guys.
That might be a guy, though.
You never know. Mason Khaki. I'm not sure what gender or gender non-binary.
Yeah.
Whatever. Thanks for joining us, Mason.
Yeah. So, I guess they're going to hold that one close to the vest.
That's all right. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. You know, that's a good one. Gina has.
Yeah, I like that. I've seen that before.
Yeah.
I like it.
So, all right, what do you think?
Want to wrap this up?
Sure.
All right, everybody. What do you think we're going to be? We'll be on again tomorrow.
Of course. Look at that. Mind Bloom is actually has ketamine at home pills now.
How about that?
M-I-N-D-
That's pretty cool.
B-L, type it in.
MINDBLOOM.
And I get ketamine injections
once
a month, and yeah, it's
they do the trick. They're helpful, right?
Helps with pain, and some people it helps with depression.
Yeah.
So
good things.
As long, again, I think as long as you follow doctor's orders, you'll be okay. I don't think you'll get what's his name.
Yes, may he rest in peace. Yes. I know his name.
Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry, that's it, yes.
Yeah.
May he rest in peace.
Yep. But I would... The phone's up there, I can't do what I want to do, but I'll do it next time.
Okay.
All right, everybody.
But we'll catch y'all tomorrow.
Yes.
Do you want to go for a time tomorrow, or what do you think?
What do you got going on tomorrow?
I have to work tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. What time?
So I'll be home
so like
around
4. Or around 5, same time.
Do 5. That works. All right, everybody. We'll be back about 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. Have a good night, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.